Hi, and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. I'm here with a very exciting guest. I'm really thrilled to announce a very popular writer on Wattpad, and her name is Beth Reeks. You may know her as Reekles on Wattpad, and she is the author of two completed stories. The first one is called Head Over Heels, which has been read about 2 million times, and The Kissing Booth, which has been read 5 million times. So congratulations on that, Beth, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hi, thanks.
So I'd love to know, first of all, I mean, we know your last name is Reek, so I'm going to take a wild guess that your username Reekles comes from your last name. Is that a nickname that people call you?
Yeah, there's a lot of Bethans in my school, okay. And it's a really popular kind of name. Okay. So my friends all call me Beth Reeks, and Reekles was a nickname they just came up with. I use it for everything.
No, that's smart. I do the same thing. I have the same name on all online sites just because it's easier to remember as well.
Yeah.
So we heard that you were a really big fan of a Harry Potter musical, sorry. So can you tell us what you like so much about these YouTube videos, and how did you even find them?
My friend Amy from my art class told me about them, yeah. And eventually I got around to watching them, and they're just amazing. They always make me laugh, and like I was sick the other day, so I watched one of the Star Kids shows, and it just made me smile.
Yeah. Do you ever make YouTube videos yourself?
Not really. I mean, I did with my friend when we were younger, but we watched them a while ago, and we're kind of cringy over them.
You know what? I even get cringy now sometimes. I've been doing the Monday vlogs with Rachel, our intern, and she's leaving, and I'll be taking over, and I make her do so many edits of it because I don't know, watching yourself on camera is sometimes really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So on your Wattpad profile, you said that you're a really picky reader. So is there a genre that you like more or less, or what kind of stories are you reading these days?
I really love teen fiction with humor and romance. That's actually why I started writing The Kissing Booth, because I was such a picky reader, I couldn't find anything to read.
Really?
So I just did my own.
So what are some of the books that you've read that you do really like?
I really like all the Sarah Dessen books.
Definitely agree. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. And I have a couple of random authors that are all teen fiction stuff that I picked up last summer and this year. And they're all really, really random authors, but I love them all. So,
do you have to read them for school, or do you just buy them because you're looking for a new read?
I just buy them because I'm looking for a new read. I mean, I've always loved reading, Harry Potter and everything. Percy Jackson series as well when I was younger.
Definitely, yeah, that's a good one too. So sort of YA, kind of with a little bit of romance, but kind of real life at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I think that makes sense because that's kind of what your stories are like, right? That you've shared on Wattpad. I think that saying that they're funny and romantic and young adult genre is definitely an accurate way to describe what you write as well, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually think I could write humor, but people tell me I can, so.
Do people say you're a funny person in real life?
Not all the time, no. I might make a joke occasionally that makes people laugh, but I'm not really considered the funny one, so.
I think it's really hard to write funny scenes, though. I think you've done a really good job because sometimes, you know, you imagine something being funny, or even when something funny happens to you and then you try to tell someone else and they're like, yeah, that's not that funny. So some of your fans had some questions, and they wanted to know when and why you started to write, and if it's something you see yourself doing in the future.
I don't think I exactly decided to start writing at any point. It was like when I was in primary school, you know, you had to write all the little short stories for class. I always enjoyed that, but at some point I just started doing it, you know, as a hobby, and then it kind of took off, and it was something I always do.
So do you have any stories that you haven't shared on Wattpad, or are you working on something else now, or...?
Sorry, I didn't catch the start of that.
I'm sorry. Are you working on any other stories right now?
Not at the minute, but there's a story I really, really want to write. It's another teen fiction romance sort of one. But I know once I get started, I'm not going to stop.
Right.
So and I really want to do like a bit of a spin-off from The Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
Because there are a bunch of chapters I wrote where they're at the beach house, the main characters, over the summer, but I cut them out because I felt the story was dragging.
Okay.
So I told my fans as well, I want to do like a novella kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a spin-off, and it's just, you know, their time over summer and at the beach house.
That would be amazing. I would love to read that. would you call it a sequel or more like a novella?
More of a novella, because it takes place before the end of the book.
Right.
It was just something I cut out because I felt that it made the story drag.
Yeah.
And it didn't fit properly.
Sometimes that happens, for sure. Do you have any stories that you've written that you haven't shared on Wattpad?
A lot.
Oh, really?
Full of folders of old stories and stuff. Like, I had an entire trilogy I wrote when I was about 13.
Yeah.
Various other series. Most of my books, though, are like unfinished, or they're just a couple of chapters.
Right.
But when I really get into a story and I really like writing it, then I have quite a long story. Like, Heels Overhead was the first one I got the guts to show people. And then there was The Kissing Booth after that.
So do you share it with people outside of Wattpad, like your friends and your family, or do they know that you write?
No.
No?
I mean, I had a short story published in like a teen mag a couple of months ago, so I put that on Facebook and my friends saw it then. But they don't really know about Wattpad. There's a select few of my friends do, like one of my friends who uses Wattpad herself.
Okay.
She knows I write on there, but and my family do, but it took me a couple of months to tell them that I was publishing on there.
And do you want to publish those books professionally, or are you hoping to keep them more as a hobby, or what are your plans for your two novels?
Well, I was kind of looking into publishing The Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
But it's not really something I see as a career path, because I have other ambitions.
Oh, yeah.
But if I could make a career out of writing, then that would be fantastic, and it is something that I'm looking into.
Right. Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I think your fans would be the first people in line to buy it. And speaking of The Kissing Booth, in the story, Rochelle Evans is torn between her best friend, Lee, and then his older brother, Noah. So did you know from the beginning which one she was going to pick, or how did you pick, and was it hard to write that? I felt like as a reader, and I was rereading a little bit before this interview, it was so hard to know what was going to happen.
Well, when I started it, the only thing I knew was that there was going to be a carnival and there was going to be this kissing booth and, you know, everything spiraled off with Noah then. But that was all I knew when I started it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just kind of went with the flow when I wrote the ending. But I knew that I always wanted Lee and Al to be there for each other.
Right.
But I wanted to, like, I kind of wanted to avoid my story being totally predictable and cliche and cheesy.
Right,
okay. It's kind of why the ending happened as it did. But it wasn't that hard for me to write, if that makes any sense.
No, I think, I mean, when you're the writer, you know the characters so well. So you know what they would actually do, even if it's against, like, social convention or what people think they should do, right?
Yeah. Like, a lot of my readers wanted Noah to propose and stuff at the end.
Yeah.
But I mean, I read the comments and I took them into consideration, but I thought, that's not what Noah would do.
No, I agree with you.
I can't see Noah doing that, so it didn't happen when I wrote the book.
Yeah. So do you have carnivals where you're from? Is that something that's based off of a real-life experience, or...?
No. there's a couple of, like, fairs and stuff that I've been to. I actually went to one a couple of weeks ago, but... not really any carnivals or anything, not with school so much either.
Okay, so that was something you just sort of made up. Well, it's a great setting, I think, because there's always stuff to do, right? The characters always have activities that they have to do. Yeah. So you get a lot of fan art, and you said that you do read all the comments from your readers and sort of try to incorporate them and think about them. So what do you ever make anything out of these fan art, or do you share them with people, or is it just something you enjoy collecting?
Well, I put them all up on my Facebook page so all my fans are able to see them.
That's where I saw them.
But I don't really do much else with them. I'm not really sure what I can do with them, to be honest, other than put them on my Facebook page for everyone to see and appreciate.
Yeah, some of them are really good, but I always think it's so interesting looking at the characters as they're drawn or represented by your fans, because sometimes they're so different from what I picture, or even what, you know, how they're described or how someone else pictures it. So do you find that that's really interesting as a writer?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my readers wanted me to pick a cast for it.
Yeah.
So I did. But none of the characters, I just couldn't find anyone who I thought, yes, this is exactly like I pictured Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of went for the closest thing to him.
Right. And who was
just
that?
Just had some kind of person to see.
Who did you pick for Lee?
I can't actually remember. I think it was Drew Roy.
Okay, right.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, I also think because there's such an international audience on Wattpad, sometimes, you know, people will have completely different celebrities or completely ideas of what someone would look like just because of where they're from and where they live. So it makes it really interesting, though. So I am a big...
one of my fans, Jeffrey Roy.
Yes.
Sorry.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
It went a bit static, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So I'm a really big fan of Tumblr, and I'm a really big fan of your Tumblr blog for your writer's tips and tricks. So is this something that your readers were asking for, or why did you decide to create this?
Well, I set up a Tumblr account for myself anyway, and used the name Recall because that's what I use for everything. But a lot of my readers were saying, can you read my story and give me advice, because I don't think I'm a very good writer. Or they were just asking me for advice on being a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that the easiest thing to do was put something up on my Tumblr, because everyone would be able to see it. So when they asked, I could send them a link.
Right.
And I don't know how many people see it or if it's of any use, but that is what advice I would give to them.
No, I thought you gave really great advice, and it was really nice of you to write it all out and share it with everyone. So, yeah. And then another fan wanted to know if English was your favorite subject in school.
It wasn't, actually. I really like physics and maths.
Really?
But, yeah. That's kind of what I want to study when I'm older.
Okay.
That
probably comes as a surprise to some of your readers, I think.
Yeah. But, no, I love, like, the last 2 years, I have loved my English class because we had an amazing teacher and the class was so nice to be in.
Right.
I always looked forward to English, but as a subject, you know, studying books and everything, it was never something that really enthused me.
I think it's interesting how much a teacher can change your perception on a class. I think that happens, you know, in formal settings like school and informal settings when you're just learning something from a friend. If you've got a good teacher, I think it can be so much more interesting, even if you don't like what you're learning.
Yeah.
And another reader wanted to know what your favorite character to create was. Do you have one of your characters that you like the most?
I kind of like creating Al, because it's really nice to read books where there's this strong independent woman as the main character who knows exactly what she's doing and where she's going, and she always knows the right thing to say. But Al was different. She had flaws. She wasn't the kind of person who always knew what to do, and I kind of like that about it.
Yeah.
But I also liked making Lee, because he always seemed to me to be like the fun-loving, carefree guy, and whenever I wrote scenes with Lee in them, they always just made me smile.
Right? So you've said that you are a huge music fan and you listen to tons of music. You have over 1,600 songs on your iPod. So do you have any recommendations of songs or maybe some artists we all haven't heard of in North America that we should check out?
Well, it's really hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, but, it is.
One of my favorite bands, it's 2020. They're this British boy band, and I've seen them live a couple of times, and I met them as well.
Oh, cool.
I think they're amazing. And this singer called Joe Brooks, he's British, but he was in America for a while as well. He's really good. But I don't know, it's hard to narrow it down, because I like stuff from B.O.B. and Jay-Z to Michael Bublé and Taylor Swift and My Chemical Romance and all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, I feel like you differ music for different moods, right? Like, some days you feel like you need something.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, but do you find that all this music that you listen to, it makes its way into your writing at all? Are you inspired by it when you listen to music?
I'm not inspired by it so much, but I'll be listening to my iPod as a song come on, and I'll think it fits a character or a scene perfectly. So I'll jot it down in a notebook. I have a notebook just full of song titles, and I keep meaning to put them in a playlist in the hopes that if I get writer's block, it'll inspire me.
Right.
But I've never got around to doing that.
Do you ever get writer's block?
Yeah. But I just kind of have to leave my writing for a bit and then rewrite the scene a couple of times until I can move on from it and I'm quite happy with it.
Right. Well, that's good. And that's nice to be able to have some time away from it and come back with a fresh perspective, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we always like to end our podcast asking if you have any questions for us at Wattpad headquarters, and I will do my best to answer. Is there anything you're curious about that goes on behind the scenes?
Really, I just want to know what, like, for you personally, what's your favorite thing about being part of the Wattpad team?
That's a good question. Probably my favorite part about Wattpad is getting to read all day, because a huge part of what we do is trying to promote writers who are sort of undiscovered and under the radar. So we do a lot of reading. So that's really, really fun. But also, yeah, it's a really fun office. I mean, it's a really big open room. There's not very many divided off areas. So we all sit together and we all have lunch together and we all, you know, we have dinner parties together and... and we're all, you know, friends on Twitter together, so it's kind of like working with your friends. I don't know if that's a good enough description, but it's really fun. We have a really good time in this office. We laugh a lot, so it's a pretty
nice environment.
Yeah, it's a pretty much a dream job, so I think for all of us, so we're really happy to be doing this. So, but thank you so much for joining us and telling us a bit about your writing and your stories. Is there anything else you want to say to your fans or anything?
Mostly just thank you.
Yeah.
Because I never expected to get the response I did on Wattpad. So, I mean, I'm still over the moon about it. So
yeah, well, congratulations.
I smile like a fool a lot of the time.
I think you've worked really, really hard and your stories are excellent and extremely well received. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us for another Wattpad Wednesday podcast. We'll be back next week with another writer interview. Thank you.